USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
After Category 5 Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas, President Trump says the United States is ready, willing, and able to help.
We're helping in a humanitarian way. We've been asked to help by the government of the Bahamas, and we have numerous helicopters, and we're sending some people to give them a hand, and they need a big hand. What's going on over there is incredible. Few people have seen anything like that.
The Trump administration is announcing a new action against Iran on Wednesday. Brian Hook is the State Department senior representative for Iran. He says now the U.S. is offering a reward of up to $15 million to anyone who helps disrupt the financial operation of Iran's Revolutionary Guard.
This program gives individuals an incentive to work with the United States to bring terrorists to justice.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Pro-democracy activists in Hong Kong have something to celebrate, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
Hong Kong's leader, Carrie Lam, has fully withdrawn an extradition bill that had set off 3 months of violent protests in the streets and at the Hong Kong airport. She announced the withdrawal in a video statement released early Wednesday.
Our foremost priority now is to end violence, to safeguard the rule of law, and to restore order and safety in society.
The bill would have allowed extraditions to mainland China, where courts are controlled by the Communist Party.
The Kansas University Faculty Council blasted the school's administration for moving a Chick-fil-A restaurant into the Student Union campus in a letter addressed to the school's chancellor and its community. The council described the move as insulting, counterproductive, and unacceptable. Liberal critics at the school are attacking Chick-fil-A for its perceived stances on social issues. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Farmers and many Republicans are urging Democrats to support the new USMCA deal, which is a trade deal between the United States, Canada, and Mexico. Republican Congressman from Texas's 3rd Congressional District, Van Taylor, joins J.P. Cathy and crew on our flagship station in Dallas, 1160 AM, KBDT, and says this is just one of the many things President Trump is working on that will help the American people.
Look, the president deserves credit. It was uncomfortable and unpleasant. He made some threats that were very, very, very poorly taken in Mexico City and in Ottawa. And, let's face it, he was able to bring pressure to bear on our trade partners, and it was unpleasant for American businesses. But he literally has negotiated one of the best deals, arguably the best deal we've ever had in trade. Through the USMCA. So I think he certainly gets a lot of credit, and he was able to leverage it. And basically, this is just a better deal for the United States. I mean, we're not having to change our intellectual property protections. Other countries are. We're not having to change our environmental protections. Other countries are. We're not having to change our labor protections. Other countries are. We're not, more stuff will be made in the United States. There'll be more trade. More jobs, more manufacturing, more investment in the United States as a result of USMCA.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.